I'm Thomas McCarthy, and this poem is called Scriabin's Piano Sonata No. 2 in G sharp minor, Opus 19. Russia, that has suddenly become famous all over again. Famous, that is, for famously not giving a damn. Has given me this exquisite Weltminum piano roll of Alexander Scriabin going up in arpeggios of flames, as if the ivories of his Moscow piano pierced the soul of something godlike in a snowy studio. It always begins with a dark art of something unexpected and base, reversing over time into the sweetest andante, as if just to talk to a bear would give the composer peace. The composer, in this case, being an excited pianist, listening to no one, letting the melodies run adrift to settle like a heavy tank in a distant wheat field. My heart is in my mouth yet again. This room is covered in a mist of war. Don't die young, I say, O pianist, don't start. I wrote this poem after listening to a very old recording of the composer himself playing the Piano Sonata No. 2. And I thought how extraordinary it is that we can, through technology, go back that far to the early 20th century and listen to an ancient composer playing his own work. And the whole of Russia comes into the atmosphere of that work, I think, as so much of Russia comes into classical music, or so much of classical music needs Russia as a kind of mirror to itself. And I thought of the composer and how the writer and poet Boris Pasternak had studied for 6 years under the composer and had hoped to become a composer himself. But in fact, in the end, Pasternak didn't become a composer at all, but produced a prodigious composition in literature, Dr. Zhivago. So everything but Pasternak and the composition and Scriabin and the piano sonata, it all came together as some kind of impulsive moment in history. And it's the impulses, I think, that make both classical music and poetry. So I wrote the poem.